Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. I'm Tim, I'm an addict, and I'm the Vice Chair of your World Board. Welcome to the Carrying the Message virtually webinar. Will all who care to, please join me in a moment's silence to remember why we are here, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Moment silence. Prayer. God, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change.
The courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Thanks. This meeting is being simultaneously translated into French, Farsi, Italian, Portuguese, and Spanish. Sending a big, huge thanks to our translators. Everyone, including English speakers, need to select a language by clicking the globe icon at the bottom of your screen. If you're an English speaker, please select English. If you're a Farsi, French, Greek, Italian, Portuguese, Russian, or Spanish speaker, please select your language by clicking the globe icon. Can we hear that in Farsi, please?
I think it's okay. I'm Mason.
Bienvenue à tous. Bienvenue à tous. Si vous parlez français, vous pouvez entendre cette conférence en français ce soir. Pour entendre la conférence en français, il suffit de sélectionner votre langue en cliquant sur l'icône qui représente un globe. Et cette icône est en bas de l'écran Zoom, normalement juste à droite de l'icône questions et réponses. Voilà.
It's Merci done. It's okay.
Thank you. Can we hear that in French, please?
That was the French.
Sorry. I actually thought so, but I wasn't sure. Can we hear that in Greek, please?
Παρακαλώ, αν θέλετε να ακούσετε το webinar το απόψινό, επιλέξτε κάτω στο κομμάτι της οθόνης τα ελληνικά που γράφει Greek. Ευχαριστώ πολύ.
Thank you. Can we hear that in Italian, please?
Yeah, everything okay. It's working perfect. We can talk to the Italian and can listen to it.
Yeah, they can indeed. I know confirmado.
We're good. Can we hear that in Portuguese, please?
Olá, bom dia. Sejam todos bem-vindos. Aqueles que gostariam de escutar a tradução em português, precisam clicar na barra de ferramentas, selecionar o idioma português. A barra fica do lado direito embaixo, para quem estiver usando o computador, necessariamente precisa ser escolhido uma língua. Sejam bem-vindos, muito obrigado.
Thank you. Can we hear that in Russian, please?
Пожалуйста, для того, чтобы выбрать язык, нужно пойти в иконку с глобусом, на которой написано interpretation, и выбрать русский язык. Спасибо.
That's enough. And finally, can we hear that in Spanish, please?
Y buenos días. Este webinario. Y si ustedes desean escuchar este webinario en el idioma español, es necesario que ustedes le den clic en la barra de herramientas de Zoom, en el globo que lo van a encontrar en la parte baja de su pantalla, y necesitan escoger el idioma es Spanish, que es español, para que ustedes puedan escuchar la traducción en su idioma. Muchas gracias y disfruten. That's all. Thank you.
Muchas gracias. Now can we hear, now that everyone can hear the meeting in their own language, I'd like to ask Eduardo from the World Board, who recently celebrated 22 years clean, to read for us today's Just for Today reading. Thanks, Eduardo.
Thank you, Tim. My name is Eduardo, I'm an addict.
Walking the way we talk, December 19th. Words mean nothing until we put them into action. Basic text by page 58. The 12th step reminds us to practice these principles in all our affairs. In NA, we see living examples of these suggestions all around us. The more experienced members who seem to have an aura of peace surround them demonstrate the rewards of applying this bit of wisdom in their lives. To receive the rewards of the 12th step, it is vital that we practice the spiritual principles of recovery, even when no one is looking. If we talk about recovery at meetings, but continue to live as we did in active addiction, fellow members may suspect that we are doing nothing more than quoting bumper stickers. What we pass on the newer members comes more from how we live than what we say. If we advise someone to turn it over without having experienced the miracle of the third step, chances are the message will fail to reach the ears of the newcomer from whom it is intended. On the other hand, if we walk what we talk and share our genuine experience in recovery, the message will surely be evident to all. Just for today, I will practice the principles of recovery, even when I'm the only one who knows. Thank you.
Thanks, Eduardo. That reading feels very appropriate for a webinar that is focused on carrying the message. This is our fourth open webinar related to virtual meetings. The focus for this one is a bit different. Today, we'll hear about PR service that supports virtual H&I efforts to carry the message to jails, prisons, and parolees. This will be a 2-hour webinar. I'll start out with some information about the webinar platform itself. Then I'll remind everyone about the Local Service Toolbox project and review some of the PR efforts here at World Services since the shutdowns began. Then some members will share about virtual PR and H&I service efforts at the regional and zonal level. We'll hear about meetings for parolees, virtual criminal justice conferences, and virtual meetings being taken to jails and prisons. We had 8 members or community presentations during the October webinar, and that left no time when the presentations were over. So we've cut the number of presentations in half this time to give us time for questions and answers after the presenters. Then to close us out, I'll update you about a few of the latest things going on here at World Services. We're utilising the webinar platform today as we did for the meeting in October. The format is great for larger groups, and we are streaming the webinar onto YouTube at the same time as well. That link is posted on the Local Service Toolbox page, www.na.org/toolbox. And in the chat for this meeting. Attendees will be muted throughout the whole meeting, but if you have a question about virtual meetings for the board or one of the presenters, please type it into the Q&A box at the bottom of your Zoom window. We'll get to as many questions as we can after the presentations. With a meeting of this size, there will probably be more questions than we can answer today. If you have a question that doesn't get addressed today, please write to toolbox@na.org. After the October webinar on virtual meetings, we posted a report summarising the presentations and the most common questions to the virtual meeting page. We posted that on www.na.org/virtual. Although we didn't have time to answer most questions during the meeting, we were able to report on them afterwards. We also posted a recording of the webinar. It's our practice not to post videos with members' faces, but we're able to post the audio as well as the PowerPoint from the webinar. We plan to take the same approach to reporting this time. Your questions also help to shape the current Local Service Toolbox project to develop tools for virtual meetings. Webinars like this one help us to get a sense of what people want to know about and what we need to include in the next steps in the discussion and eventually in any resources we develop. Many of you have heard about the Toolbox project already, but in case you haven't, let me briefly explain. The Local Service Toolbox is one of the projects approved at the last World Service Conference. In previous years, the project has produced several tools, including Group Service Representative Basics, Consensus-Based Decision Making Basics, and Serving NA in Rural and Isolated Communities. Those tools are all posted on the project page, www.na.org/toolbox. Now that the project is focused on virtual meetings and carrying the message effectively and virtually, in order to collect experience and ideas, we have a survey posted until the end of the month. This will help us both in putting together tools for the virtual meeting and in determining the next steps for the project itself. Links to the survey in multiple languages are posted on the project page, www.na.org/toolbox. You don't need to answer every question on the survey, but if you have ideas or experience in any of the topics related to the virtual meetings, please share them through the survey. The survey covers topics ranging from meetings and handling literature and practicing the seventh tradition to maintaining personal anonymity and finding a sponsor. The survey also asks about how meetings are connecting with the broader NA community or service system, and whether they are providing any services beyond the recovery meeting. Any member can share experience and ideas through the survey, or the group, or your group or service body can fill out the survey together. We've also just started collecting experience through focus groups. The first was held this week, in fact, and focused on virtual meetings and fellowshipping, how are meetings helping members, especially newcomers, and building personal connections. The second focus group is about how meetings are connecting to the service system. The service system is, for the most part, geographically based. Areas and regions focus on providing services within their community. Virtual meetings, on the other hand, are often not geographically based. Members in a meeting may come from all over. We're looking forward to hearing about how meetings are making this connection. We've heard a lot about PR service that is getting done. PR, or public relations, is service focused on mutually beneficial relationships NA has with the public. inmates step right in, HNI, phone lines, and other kinds of PR fall under that service category. While much of this service is about carrying the message directly to addicts, many of whom are NA members, to be effective, the work depends upon good relationships with facilities and professionals who work with addicts. In this sense, it's PR work and many service bodies deliver. In this sense, it's PR work and many service bodies deliver these services under that umbrella. When the shutdown first came in March, PR activities almost everywhere came to an abrupt halt. We heard from most communities that phone lines were initially working overtime every day to help get meetings online and help newcomers find meetings. In some cases, trusted servants from PR collaborated with phone lines to lighten the load. PR stepped up in some places, holding virtual conferences for professionals, informing treatment centres of the virtual meetings, and putting on poster drives and revamping their websites to let communities know NA is still alive. Inmate step right in was also a challenge in the short term. Some prisons withheld mail as the cases of staff and inmates catching COVID increased. The workload for those still on duty and the resources weren't available for extra support services. And of course, in-person HNI meetings stopped almost everywhere. Many prisons do not have internet throughout the prison, so various approaches are being used to carry the message behind the walls. Virtual meetings, CD speaker tapes, supplying literature, and we are very excited to say that a number of institutions are working towards making NA literature available on inmate tablets. Two Florida jails have done so, and we know of efforts in Ohio, New Jersey, Arizona, Connecticut, and New York. It takes a cooperative effort among World Services, local trusted servants, and the wardens and or commissioners of institutions to make this happen. We all needed time to acclimate to recovering and serving in the virtual world. But NA trusted servants are dedicated and enthusiastic, and we have put our ingenuity to work adapting service activity to the online environment. For some communities, the pandemic may even have opened doors to reach beyond the service efforts prior to March. We plan to report on inmate tablets in more detail in the upcoming edition of NAWS News. I'm sure this will be a learning experience for us all. World Services holds quarterly web meetings for trusted servants involved in many aspects of PR service. PR, phone lines, inmate step writing, and HNI. You can find out more about those web meetings on the webinar page, www.na.org/webinar, where you can write to PR@na.org or HNI@na.org. Since March, we've held three webinars for each of these aspects of service, and it was a joy to learn of the service being provided online. The members involved are learning from and inspiring each other. NA members' passion for the program and love for NA service is on display at every meeting. Another big PR event was the second annual PR Week. Despite the pandemic, PR Week was celebrated in NA communities around the world. Online activities allowed collaboration throughout the zones. The European Delegates Meeting, or the EDM, held their first PR Week celebration for the zone. The Asia Pacific Forum, our beloved APF, released a new public service announcement, a PSA, during PR Week. The first day, there was 156 helpline calls in Bali. Egypt invited their NA neighbours to an Arabic-speaking PR Day celebration. Brazil and the Latin American Zonal Forum, LAZF, celebrated with H&I. The Southeast Zonal Forum had a day of various speakers and topics, and CANA, the Canadian Assembly, continued to run their national helpline number, and an area had a separate PR week. Several regions like the UK had PR week celebrations. Now we're going to hear from members active in public relations who are going to cover a range of related services, including holding virtual criminal justice conferences, organising meetings for recent parolees, and carrying the message into jail and prison virtually. Some of their related resources are posted on the virtual meetings webpage, www.na.org/virtual. We continue to update that page as we produce new resources or members send them in, so it's worth checking it regularly. There's so much work to be done. It was hard to choose just four presenters, but this should give you a taste of some of the amazing work being done right now to carry the message no matter what. Thank you to the members who are here to share with us. After they share their experience, we will have time for questions and answers. Again, if you have a question, you can type it into the Q&A box at the bottom of your Zoom screen. We will see your questions and respond to as many as we can. We are only able to respond to questions typed in English on this particular webinar, but we welcome any questions emailed to toolbox@na.org. Please try to keep your questions brief. If you have a complicated question or experience to share, again, please email us at toolbox@na.org. So like I said, we have four presentations. Each presenter will speak for 5 to 7 minutes. Presenters, you'll get a minute warning when it's time to wrap up. Please remember, as I constantly try to remind myself, to speak slowly as you're being translated. First, we'll hear from Bill, who is from the Southern California region, who is the Southern California Regional PR Chairperson. He's going to talk about meetings for parolees that Southern California has been holding. There have been more than 200 parolees attending each meeting, so it's been a great success. Over to you, Bill.
Hello, everybody. My name's actually Bob. My name's Bob.
Sorry, Bob.
I'm an addict. That's okay.
Hey, Bob.
I'm the Southern California Region PR Chair. I'm filling in last minute for Lee, who couldn't be here. So I'm going to do my best on the last minute here to talk about this. I don't have the speaking eloquency of Lee. He's actually a lawyer, so he would have been a lot better. speaking, but I'll do my best. What is a presentation meeting? Let's go to the first slide here. This is hosted by the PR subcommittee. It's kind of a first of a kind meeting. It's kind of a combination of H&I, PR, and a regular meeting that's virtual, and it's closed. It's only, so that makes it like H&I, it's only open to parolees. We carry the message and give them a presentation of where to find meetings. Okay, let's go to the next one. I'm gonna be talking most. I was looking through these slides. I think most of, I only got 7 minutes, so I'm gonna kind of rush through the first ones. Most talking will be slides 5 and 6. Okay. We had to develop the format. We have a speakers. And we open it up for sharing, and then we introduce them to how to find meetings. And some of these parolees have just got, they've been in prison for 25 years, just got out. And this is their first experience with a recovery. And so it's very powerful for a lot of these parolees, getting their first taste of the message. So we have we got the meeting. They operate with the backup of the service structure. Okay. So let's go to the next one. So we close to parolees. So the next slide is, this is a win-win, which is basically we get to carry the message. It's a win-win for NA. We get to carry the message to these parolees. And then for the parole office, they get a verifiable community-based support group. Okay, slide 5. This is where most of what I want to talk about is what we had to do to develop this meeting is we had to have the technology, and I'm not really big about the technology, but we have a couple of guys. In fact, my son is one of the hosts. So these guys have to know how to run Zoom. We decided on Zoom because we use the chat feature. We don't allow the parolees to chat to each other. It's a closed chat. They're only allowed to access to the NA members. We had to have about 4 or 5 volunteers to handle each of these meetings. We run a meeting on Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. and Thursday night at 7 p.m. We're handling about, I'd say about 200 plus on Tuesday morning, and we're right about 300, a little bit over 300 a week on Thursday night. So we had to increase our Zoom capacity, and we're paying $50 a month to handle this. We had to include that in our PR budget. Okay, we had to develop the format, which we get the speakers. We have a woman and a man speaker. We get really good speakers from all over the country. And then we open it up for participation. And then we introduce these parolees on how to find meetings with the web and the helpline numbers in Spanish. Then we have to that's another thing that we do, is that we have to let the parolees get verified. Now these parolees are required to come to this meeting. So it was a little tricky that we can't be affiliated. So we can't be responsible for verifying these parolees attendance, but we do help the parole officers by, what happens is half of these parolees aren't allowed to have internet access. So they have to call in on the telephone, and the parole agents also have to be on the telephone, so they can't see. So at the end of the meeting, we let the parolees enter their CDC numbers into the chat. And then we're able to just send those numbers to the parole agents for all the parolees that have chat access. For the other ones that are on the phone, we send them to breakout rooms, and we split them up, and then we go through them. We have an agent in each breakout room. Then I do this part too. I go one by one and ask the parolees to say their number, and then the agent verifies them one by one, usually about 20, 30 parolees in each breakout room. We just run through them and verify their attendance. So, you know, it's kind of like H&I at a prison, and basically, but these are parolees that are required to come to this. And some of them are getting the message, you know? And so it's been a very successful service effort for us. Here we are at the end, the last slide. We started in April with this. What happened, the history is, well, we had a couple of these were being done at the parole office. We were just starting to have these little closed meetings in the parole office for like 10, 15 parolees. And we decided, well, let's do it on virtual Zoom. And it started out with like LA County. And then, you know, Orange County said, yeah, well, we want one too. So we said, well, let's just do them all together. And we ended up having then Riverside won in, San Bernardino won it in, San Diego won it in. So we ended up, we're serving, it turned into this huge parolee meeting, you know, it's like, just 300 parolees, like I said, a week. So like 500 between the two meetings. So in the last 60 meetings or so we've had, we've served 10,000 parolees. So it's just really powerful. Last week we had a woman that was pregnant, can't stop using, we're able to tell her how to what she needs to do, you know, get to meetings, find meetings, you know, with the website, get on virtual meetings, you know. Now we can go to meetings all over the world, and when we're serving these parolees in a well way, you know, the prisons are letting prisoners out a lot more since the pandemic, and you know, this is an opportunity for Narcotics Anonymous to serve that need. So thank you, all you service members from around the world. It's good to be here with all the big dogs.
Thank you, Bob. That was fantastic. 10,000, what a number. Great job. Thank you so much. Okay, next we have Wilvina, who's going to tell us about the three virtual criminal justice conferences put on by the Northeast Zonal Forum PR Committee. when the pandemic made it impossible for them to attend conferences, they decided to organize their own. Over to you, Wilvina.
Hi, everybody. My name's Wilvina, and I'm an addict. So, first of all, Bob, that was a great job, amazing work, and I know it was kind of pressured to be put on at the last minute. I'm the chair of the Northeast Zonal Forum Public Relations Service Committee. Our committee meets monthly on the third Tuesday of the month on Zoom, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this meeting is open to public relations chairs and interested members. The regular attendance is between 15 and 25 regional PR chairs and zonal PR FD coordinators from several zones, including Southeast Zonal Forum, Western States Zonal Forum, and Midwest Zone. Regular presentations from PR chairs outside the zone take place. This committee responds to requests for assistance from all regions within our zone, which extends from the state of Maine down to the state of Pennsylvania. Our committee also works on projects in collaboration with the Southeast Zonal Forum and most recently, the Autonomy Zone. In April 2020, the HNI chair of the Connecticut region reached out to the Northeast Zonal Forum Public Relations Committee for assistance in creating a virtual presentation to the State Department of Corrections, addiction counselors, chaplains, and probation officers. The Northeast Zonal Forum Public Relations Committee discussed the feasibility of hosting a virtual conference that would attempt to present options to the Connecticut Department of Corrections and Probation by utilizing a professional stay format. In this way, we could bring information about where NA's virtual meetings are currently existing and cooperate with other correction professionals who would lend their credibility to us. The goals of the conference were three. One, to explore the relationship between the prison system, corrections, and Narcotics Anonymous vis-a-vis the response to COVID. Two, to review current methods for implementing virtual NA meetings and presentations. And three, to examine barriers and solutions for presenting NA's presence in criminal justice settings. What we hoped to achieve was widespread participation from correction professionals in Connecticut prison specifically and across the zone and the United States in general. We also hope to create a resource of video and audio recordings for the panel presentations to use for future PR presentations and subcommittee access. The conference took 5 months to plan and implement, working closely with Connecticut hospitals and institutions. We reached out to their prison contacts with phone calls and follow-up letters from public relations, from the zone and Connecticut regional public relations. Connecticut prisons gave us three separate dates to allow maximum participation by their staff. This slide shows two invitational letters, a general invitational letter to correction officials, and a panel invitation letter. The panelists were referred to our committee by reaching out to NA members already conducting virtual prison and probation meetings and by reaching out to PR chairs around the United States, including Central Ohio region, Chicagoland region, Arizona region, and Northern and Southern California regions, and to our PR manager at NA World Services. A chart of all contacts, confirmations, and follow-up tasks was created. The format of the conference was four panelists presenting their experience as NA access points to corrections. Their presentation time was scheduled for 10 to 15 minutes apiece, divided into the following categories: addiction counselors, probation parole, and technology setup. Introductory remarks were made by the deputy wardens of the Connecticut prisons over the three sessions. A PR PowerPoint presentation of NA as a resource in the community was scheduled for the first 8 minutes. This slide shows Judge Lila Mays from the District Drug Court of Texas. She spoke with conviction about the impact of NA meetings on those she referred to drug court, which is numbered about 2,000 per year. Breakout sessions gave an opportunity to connect with professionals and to answer questions in a more intimate setting. Over the 3 days, there were a few professionals who returned more than once, and professionals also attended in groups to watch, or if internet access was challenging in the prison, some chose to attend from their cars. There were 45 registered professionals, 31 from Connecticut prisons, 14 from Ohio, New York State, New Jersey. Overall, attendance was 67 for the 3 days. Follow-up includes a proposal to Connecticut prisons by the H&I chair. Audio presentations from the conference are available on NA Virtual Outreach channel on YouTube. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Elvina. What an outstanding example of collaboration and unity. Thank you. Okay, next. If you've ever been to the Rio Grande Regional Convention, where inmates give a reverse H&I meeting, it won't surprise you to hear that next up is Tom, the alternate delegate from the Rio Grande region, which is comprised of New Mexico and some of the surrounding areas. Tom is going to share their experience with virtual meetings and prisons. Over to you, Tom.
Thanks, Tim. My name is Tom and I'm an addict. And here in the Rio Grande region, that's New Mexico, El Paso, and Four Corners, we have several H&I meetings online to jails and prisons. I'm going to describe how we got permission to go online and how it's being done. Getting permission. Start with somebody you know. You need an inside champion. Can be anyone. Chaplain, volunteer coordinator, anybody. They can't give you permission, but they know who can. Have them set up a meeting with the decision maker. That meeting needs that decision maker, often the warden, the head of the IT department, and the head of security. More, such as the watch commander, are welcome. Do a PR presentation and get permission, preferably in writing. There's many ways to carry the message. Jails often have Wi-Fi. Prisons usually don't. Prisons, frequently use a room with a wired internet. All have telephone capability, as well as postal mail. Any or all of these may be used. Zoom is the preferred application, but the facility may require something else. They decide. NA volunteers adapt to whatever the facility requires. If Wi-Fi exists and it's strong enough, facility staff can have a cart with equipment and go into cell blocks. A laptop or tablet connected to the projector shows the H&I panel well enough that an inmate can spread out for social distancing. If inmates are allowed to speak, they can share by coming up to the microphone one at a time. If no Wi-Fi exists, often the inmates must be moved to a room with internet connection. Similar equipment's used. Important. One NA panel may be online to multiple rooms at once, allowing inmates who are segregated for various reasons to all hear the message. This expands the reach of NA volunteers that are limited. If there's no internet connection or the equipment isn't yet available, keep trying. Telephone meetings are possible. Another option is speaker CDs. One area created 12 DVDs of H&I panels speaking on steps that are then played at the facility. Working steps behind the walls can be started or more widely publicized in the facilities where it exists. Security is critical. Make as few changes as possible. Everyone is watching this, and any security issues will have a bad effect on NA as a whole. It's new and has consequences beyond COVID-19. So, use only NA volunteers that were already cleared or get them cleared online through the facility. Anything else, get it in writing. To confirm an identity, prisons and jails may require a picture of the volunteers, or volunteers may hold up a badge or driver's license or other ID at the start of the meeting. Security people are concerned with unauthorized people passing messages, such as gang-related messages. The panel meetings should be encrypted, password protected, and that not disclosed outside of those who need to know. Don't forget the reentry programs. These programs provide inmates with treatment center clients with resources such as food bank locations as they're being released. A separate effort can be made by PR, regardless of the state of the other efforts, to recruit the reentry manager at jails, treatment centers, and prisons to provide NA meeting schedules as one of the resources provided. Do a presentation and enroll the reentry program into printing NA meeting schedules on their own off the local website. That way it's current. Additional NA material off NA.org, IPs for example, may also be offered. In New Mexico, every inmate being released in every prison has an NA meeting schedule with a hotline in their hand as they exit the facility. In H&I meetings, we suggest they call from the parking lot. Even treatment centers that do not have NAH&I are also receptive to this. Remember to follow up every few months to maintain the relationship as personnel changes. To recap, we can carry the message in many ways, even during a pandemic. Online H&I panels, phone meetings, CD-DVD donations, literature, reentry programs, printing NA meeting schedules, steps behind the walls, but maintain the relationship with the facility. This crisis also is an opportunity. We can get more volunteers. For example, we can recruit handicapped people to go online.
Sorry, Tom. The next thing, this slide is so fast. We couldn't translate.
I'll slow down.
Thank you. Please, the previous one. I was explaining about that. Thank you.
Do you want me to go back?
If you can, Tom.
Sure.
There we go. So, thank you.
Again, we can do various ways to carry the message. There's online H&I panels, phone meetings, CD and DVD donations. We can donate literature, reentry programs, printing NA meeting schedules, steps behind the walls. Maintain the relationship with the facility. This crisis is also an opportunity. We have the ability to get more volunteers. For example, we can recruit handicapped people to go online. Today, New Mexico has 7 H&I panel meetings in jails and prisons weekly. 10 more prisons are in process right now. This will expand greater than we had before the pandemic. Australia and Brazil, and you'll hear about Brazil later, have already gone online in a big way and will stay that way. Mexico and Brazil are doing joint international online H&I panels with translators doing 10 prisons at once. We're doing this today. And again, many prisons are in remote areas, far from where most NA volunteers live. Once panel meetings are up and running online in one facility locally, NA PR people can use this example to encourage bringing the NA message to more remote facilities. We can carry the message online. I'm willing to do an expanded version of this presentation anywhere to any H&I subcommittee or correctional facilities. This is a 30-minute presentation that's cut down. You can go to na.org for a recording of this, or to the H&I local resources for a longer version of these slides. And I look forward to being a service. Back to you, Tim.
Thank you so much, Tom. That's the gold standard of H&I right there. Thank you so much. Brilliant. Okay, our next presenter. We'll hear about a joint effort between two zones, the Brazilian zone and the Latin American Zonal Forum. Wellington, the Minas Region's HNI chair, will talk about the effort to bring virtual meetings into prisons in Mexico. Take it away, Wellington.
Boa tarde a todos, né, daqui do Brasil para todos. Né? Meu nome é Wellington, eu sou mais um adicto em recuperação.
Né? Good afternoon to all of you guys. My name is Wellington, and I'm a grateful recovering addict from Brazil.
Estou servindo como coordenador de HI da região Minas, né?
I currently serve as the HNI chair for the Minas region.
Muito nervoso, mas hoje eu trouxe um afiliado meu, né? Quer se apresentar?
Meu nome é Carlos Aparecido, sou um adicto de recuperação. Acabei de sair da prisão, estou aqui com meu padrinho.
I'm extremely anxious to be here with you guys. I'm a little bit nervous. I brought here another recovering addict. And I'll just translate what he said. My name is Carlos. I'm also a recovering addict, and I just got out of prison. And I'm here with my sponsor. Bem-vindo.
Welcome.
O Carlos Aparecido é o secretário do grupo institucional que tem aqui no presídio de João Pinheiro, na minha cidade.
Carlos was the secretary of an institutional group here in a correctional facility in my city named João Pinheiro.
Para falar da relação do evento que a gente fez, né, realizamos entre Brasil e México, eu tenho que falar um pouco, voltar um pouco na história e contar de como é o funcionamento nosso aqui no Brasil, né?
To explain to you guys a little bit about the specific HNI panel that we did combined between Brazil and Mexico, which I'll explain to you guys in a little bit. I want to talk a little bit about how HNI works here in my area in Brazil.
No início do ano, né, com a paralisação total de algumas, da maioria, né, 100% das instituições, ficou interrompida a parte presencial, né, de nessas instituições.
Once the COVID pandemic initiated in the beginning of the year, obviously all of the in-person panels immediately were halted, as we saw today in some of the presentations.
Mas nem por causa disso nós deixamos de ficar paralisados. Na verdade, o HI aqui no Brasil, ele pegou o problema que se chama pandemia e transformou em solução através das nossas reuniões de apresentação virtual.
And what HNI did here in our local regions was take the problem of the pandemic and make it into a solution or to find a solution using the online tools for virtual HNI panels.
Na verdade, já tínhamos alguma experiência com o atendimento virtual em algumas prisões aqui, né? Os companheiros do CSA Pantanal aqui no Brasil já tinha realizado alguns atendimentos.
And in reality, we already had other areas already had experience in bringing the message virtually to specific institutions even before the pandemic. So we just used their experience.
E agradecemos muito aos companheiros da região de São Paulo, Grande São Paulo, que pegaram essa experiência e transformaram em estudo, né, de como realizar painéis virtuais e colocar em prática, né?
And what this experience permitted, and we're very grateful for the São Paulo region, was that they took this experience from specific areas that aren't even a part of their region, but they transformed it into an actual study. You know, they studied and were able to make a guide on how to carry the message virtually.
Essa experiência foi tão boa que nós aqui da região Minas elaboramos um projeto de criação de uma oficina dentro do subcomitê de HI para fazer o atendimento virtual das instituições, ou seja, dos presídios.
This experience was so successful that the Minas region started to, within the HNI regional committee, to promote a specific workshop for carrying the message virtually into institutions.
sem falar aqui de Minas, algumas outras regiões, a região Rio, a região Raul, a região São Paulo, a Brasil Central, né, eles se desenvolveram também com esse tipo de estudo, né, de atendimento.
And not only the Minas region, but the São Paulo region, the Rio de Janeiro region, the Raul region, so the various Brazilian regions, they also were able to develop their service structure specifically on this subject using this study guide that was done by the São Paulo region.
Foi quando tivemos a ideia de realizar um evento multinacional que se chamou Encontro Multinacional de HI, envolvendo alguns países, né, a participar desse evento, né, com vários temas, né, relacionado ao HI.
So all of these initiatives brought us to have the idea to have an actual multinational HNI event between, you know, different countries. And this is what I'm going to talk to you guys about now.
Logo após esse evento, o companheiro do México, Charlie, né, entrou em contato. Aí nós agradecemos muito o Tony, Tom. E eles entraram em contato e deram a ideia de a gente fazer um evento entre Brasil e México, né, com as instituições carcerárias.
So we received contact from Charlie, who is a PR server in Mexico, and I also want to say thanks to Tom Kay, who really helped us out as well. But Charlie contacted us about the possibility to do combined effort between various institutions, both in Mexico and in Brazil.
O evento se chamava HI Prisional, né? Brasil e México partilham experiências, né? Por detrás das grades.
And we called this specific event Institutional or Prisonal Correction Facilities, HNI, between Brazil and Mexico, and members would share their experience.
Onde que envolveu aqui as regiões, né, latino-americanas, né, região México, região Colômbia, região Costa Rica, região Equador, e as outras regiões citadas aqui no Brasil.
And the regions that were involved in this specific event was the Mexico region, the Colombia region, the Costa Rica region, the Ecuador region of Narcotics Anonymous, as well as the various regions in Brazil that I've already mentioned.
Foi muito bacana, né? Nós pegamos vários presídios, né, e fizemos uma transmissão simultânea entre vários presídios, onde as pessoas que estavam encarceradas, já estavam recebendo mensagem, eles partilhavam a experiência deles em recuperação.
And this event was very amazing. Basically, we had simultaneous feeds in various institutions at the same time, and members that were incarcerated or that are currently incarcerated, they would have the chance to share their experience to other members that were imprisoned in other jail facilities or prison facilities.
Eu vou pedir para colocar o slide aí, por favor.
So I'd like you guys, if you can, put the slide now while I continue the slide presentation.
Pode passando devagarzinho, né, e eu vou falando em cima da partilha, né?
So Nick, you can just, he's saying for you to just go slowly and he'll be sharing as you go through the presentation.
Fizemos um cartaz pro Brasil, pro México divulgar, né, nas regiões deles, né?
So we made these flyers to talk about, to divulge the event both in Brazil and Mexico, so one is in Portuguese and the other one is in Spanish.
Nós não temos material, né, ou seja, fotos, registro desse evento, por questões, não sei porquê, a gente não gravamos, não tiramos nenhum print com relação a isso.
We don't have specific pictures or videos of the event because obviously we weren't permitted to, or actually I don't know why we didn't, but I imagine it's because we're not allowed to. So we don't actually have pictures of the actual event itself.
Mas, com base na experiência de como aconteceu, nós temos algumas fotos aqui, né? Foi mais ou menos, basicamente nesse tipo de atendimento, eles projetaram a imagem na parede, né, desses presídios, né, onde que a gente, eles participavam e a gente falava com eles.
So these are not pictures of the actual event, but just so you guys can have an idea of how it worked. Basically, in the prison facilities, the images are projected on a wall, and the members or whoever is participating is just watching and listening in.
Pode passar pouco mais rápido, né? Mas é basicamente isso, né? O evento foi muito bacana, tivemos várias experiências.
You can go through the slides a little bit quicker. But basically, the event was amazing. We heard a lot of very, very interesting experiences.
Eu agradeço muito, né? Nós agradecemos muito pela oportunidade de servir, né? De estar fazendo um pouco aqui com nossa parte, não deixar que essa pandemia nos colocasse em medo a tal ponto de a gente não realizar nenhum tipo de serviço.
We're really thankful to be able to continue being of service and for the fact that the pandemic didn't deny us the opportunity to continue doing service. We're very thankful for that.
É isso aí, né? A gente agradece a vocês aí. Se puder encerrar os slides aí, né? A gente agradece.
So you can stop the slide presentation now. Thank you guys very much for the opportunity. And I would like to show you guys just one more thing. I want to thank you guys so much for listening, for this opportunity to share with you guys. I'm very, very grateful to be able to continue serving you guys and serving Narcotics Anonymous. Thank you, everybody. Obrigado, Wellington.
Gracias, Wellington. And a big thanks to all the presenters. Listening to the high quality and volume of service being provided is humbling and inspiring. Thank you. Now we have time for questions and answers. We're asking for just questions related to carrying the message virtually and just questions typed in English today, please. If you have questions about anything else, please write to worldboard@na.org. We've already received many questions. We may not have time to answer everyone's questions. We're trying to group them and respond by topic. We'll do our best to get to as many topics as we can, and we will take and record all your questions as input. So our first question I can actually answer. We had a question about contact information. The PowerPoints and audio will be posted on na.org and include all the contact information. I'll just repeat that. The PowerPoints and the audio will be posted on na.org and will include the contact information. Our second question, I'm going to refer to Bob. And the question reads, who is the parolee department that made this possible? How do you get information to parolees, particularly since they do not have internet? And do you have women and men working together? So Bob, I'll go over that again for you. The question is, I'll ask them one at a time for you. Who in the parole department made this possible?
Who in the parole department? Like I said before, we already had a couple of meetings going with contacts, and we had, and we were doing the PACT, which is a parole and corrections community team. So we had contacts with the parole in that way. So we just approached them with this idea of doing a virtual meeting, a virtual closed parolee meeting. And it expanded from there. So we already had that contact.
Fantastic.
That relationship. Mm-hmm.
Utilizing your existing contacts. Fantastic. The next part of the question is, how do you get information to parolees, particularly since they don't have the internet?
The parole agents are responsible to get those parolees to the meeting. They actually require them to, as a condition of their parole, that they have to go to these meetings. A lot of those parolees are just sitting in there, you know, not wanting to be there, but they have to. How long is this meeting going to be, you know?
Yeah, I can relate.
Yeah, so that's what's going on. You know, we do try to provide, like we bought these little books, the little readings, and we're distributing them out to, we bought about 500 of them. And for the ones that are on the phone and can't see the readings, so that they can have the readings and be able to volunteer. We use the raise hand feature so that the parolees get to read the readings, and then they get to share for about 20, 25 minutes after the speakers speak, which is very powerful for them to be able to share their experience. There are a few parolees that come on regular, you know, they're coming back, you know. Well, we do encourage them to find real meetings, you know, to really get their, and find sponsors in the meetings. You know, we talk about sponsorship, the steps, you know. Of course they get really, really powerful messages from the speakers.
Fantastic. And the third one for you, Bob, is, do you have women and men working together?
Yes, it's men and women. I would say only about 20% of the people are women, but we do serve, that's why we have a woman and a man speaker to serve the women as well as the men. Like I said, we had that pregnant woman that shared last week.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Bob. Our next question is for Wilvina. And the question reads, can I join your Tuesday public relations meeting? Nice, simple one.
Yeah, our meeting is open to anyone to come in, any interested members. You don't have to be a PR person. And actually, we're looking for any other H&I people to expand our collaboration as well. So hopefully we'll see you third Tuesday of the month. Next time we meet is in January.
Thanks, Wilvina. Now we have another question I can probably answer. We had a request for specific information about hybrid meetings. You can find specific information in the materials posted on the 31st of October NORS webinar, posted on our virtual page, www.na.org/virtual. And you can find it under webinars and events. You'll also hear more about this in future webinars as the virtual meetings project progresses. Okay. We also just got a question which is more of an appeal, and it reads, my region is looking to inform the public how NA has adapted to the Zoom platform. Has any region or zone or area done a presentation like this? And if so, can we get a draft? And if anyone wants to send us in anything like that, we will post that on the virtual webpage, www.na.org/virtual.
What region is that?
I'm just going to have to find out. I will have to get back to you, Wilvina, and I will shortly. The next question is about e-literature for institutions. We've just referred to what we've referred to as inmate tablets. If you have questions about this, please contact us directly at pr@na.org. We don't know what region that was, I'm sorry. Now there's a security question. Do you have problems with security concerns doing more than one facility at a time? So if we could ask you to talk a bit more about the security reference encryption for panel meetings. I think that is that a good question for you, Tom?
Sure.
Thank you.
So you have to be cleared at every place that you're going to share at. Fortunately, in New Mexico, if you're cleared for one prison, you're cleared for all 11. So we can go to multiple prisons. We haven't actually done that yet. It's in the planning stages, but we have done multiple pods in the same prison. This is really expands our reach, because we were going to one pod per week and we wouldn't get back to the original pod except once a month. And now we can go to multiple pods all at the same time because they couldn't be together. They will not allow us to have anyone who's not cleared, and you have to be at least a member of the state within the same state as the prison or jail in order to get cleared. A little bit of a problem for our region, since we have three states as part of our region.
And another one, Tom. Did you have a link to speakers to share with jail and prison officials? I think that means like an existing contact, or I know you mentioned in your presentation about connections and whatnot. I guess this question is probably we need to elaborate on that.
Yeah, I can.
That's okay.
Almost without exception, the first answer we got at every facility was no. However, I started working up the chain and getting more people involved. At one point, I actually did a presentation to the New Mexico State Attorney General. It turned out to be easier to get in to see a public official than some of the prison officials. And I got better cooperation after that. But we've been quite, fortunate to get people that were there. But Some of it can be done just out of a straight cold call from finding information off the internet and contacting them. We've done some of that to reach some of the federal reentry program people. Just got their phone number and called them up. I hope I've answered your question.
Yeah, I believe you would have. And just, we might stick with you, Tom, if you can answer this one. Jail still wants us to do background checks for virtual presenters.
Yep.
Are US jails not asking for background checks for the recorded speakers?
We have not had a background check for requirement for a CD or DVD. We are consistently required a fairly detailed background check for anyone doing a virtual presentation.
Fantastic. And I do have one last one for you, I believe. I'm just looking at the wording of this question. All locations for long-term stays and therefore using the long-term formats we're presenting.
I'm sorry, you broke up.
Oh, I'm sorry. All the locations for long-term stays and therefore using the long-term formats when presenting. Did you get that?
I got it. I'm not quite sure how to answer it. There are prisons that have levels of people that are there for long periods. We do, what we try to encourage there is for them to do an institutional meeting as well as the virtual meeting we bring in. Some facilities have done extremely well with that. I'll cite the Oregon State Penitentiary Hole in the Wall group that has been meeting internally for over 30 years.
Excellent. Thanks, Tom. I'll leave you alone now. Another question for Wilbina. Where is the Zoom info for the NEZF monthly meeting available, please?
You can go to the Northeast Zonal Forum website. However, the PowerPoint has the last slide, has the meeting information. And you can also contact me on Facebook Messenger, and I can give you that information as well.
Thank you so much, Wilbina. Now, the next question is, are all the locations for long-term stay? Oh, sorry, I've already asked that question. The next question, we'll try again. The next question is, with all the difficulty of taking lesbians, gays, bisexuals, transsexuals, transvestites, or intersex, LGBTI, in presentational H&I prison panels, I would like to know if it's possible to take messages to the LGBTI community in prisons virtually by members who claim to belong to this community in prisons in Brazil, if there are any projects in progress. I'm going to read that question again. If any of the panelists could consider if they can answer this question. With all the difficulty of taking LGBTI members in presentational H&I prison panels, I would like to know if it's possible to take messages to the LGBTI community in prisons virtually by members who claim to belong to this community in prisons in Brazil and other places, if there are any projects in progress. Are any of the panelists able to answer that question? Maybe not. Maybe we will have to.
Well, I want to just say that it sounds like if the question was directed specifically towards Brazil, I'm really not clear about their stance on those kind of on members of those communities. I can't speak for them, just my general knowledge, but I know in the United States, any members that are cleared, it would seem, to bring a message of recovery in our message is an inclusive message in Narcotics Anonymous.
Thanks, Wilbina. And what we'll do with that question too, we will record that and endeavor to get a nice clear answer by getting in touch with someone from Brazil.
Well, let me comment a moment on it. We sure. Periodically have people that identify as various genders and sexual orientation as speakers, but they have to get cleared and go through the whole thing. We don't normally have focused meetings in H&I for that, but we do let them know that those meetings exist outside.
Thanks, Tom. That's quite possibly a universal answer. The next question is, serving as a moderator of virtual meetings of the RAD system, that's remote recovery, and facilitator of the copyright working group of the Brazilian Association of NA. Any one of us, has anyone experience in an institution where they are using WebRTC and Microsoft Teams that are provided by the government? I am a QRC NA region, and we test some meeting pilot projects for all our province. So has anyone got experience in using WebRTC and Microsoft's team that are actually provided by the government? That's from Quebec.
Mas é endereçado ao Brasil?
Tá bom. No one has a specific. Again, we will endeavor to get some more information on that question for you. Next question, is there experience doing presentations to schools, either to staff or students?
We've done school presentations here in the Northeast Zone. We're actually currently looking at some virtual PTA meetings because the attendance is so high right now. But we've done several school presentations, usually in individual health classes. We could take advantage of the smart boards and show them how to use search engines to find meetings and so forth.
Tom, thanks, Wilbina. Tom.
We did some presentations to schools, and what we've done now is create a video of the presentation and sent that to schools and anybody we could. And it's posted on our website.
Fantastic. Okay, thanks. Now, the next question, I think everyone will have an answer for. How does an NA member get involved in H&I service? I think we have time, so I'm gonna get Wellington to kick off. I'll say the question for you again, Wellington. How does an NA member get involved in H&I service?
Obrigado pela pergunta. Basta ter boa vontade, né? Ter boa vontade e disponibilidade para o serviço, né? Eu acho que essa é a resposta mais clara que a gente pode te dar nesse momento, né?
Thank you for the question, and it's a great question. You just need to have the goodwill to serve and get involved. That's the best answer I can give.
It's a pretty good answer. Again, we've got time. Bob, do you want to answer this as well, please?
I would say go to your local H&I subcommittee. It's the best way to find out what's going on with H&I.
I would have to agree. Tom, you've got a big smile. I'm sure you have something to add.
I usually have a big smile.
Good.
So show up at the H&I subcommittee or the area, and let me emphasize, you do not need to have gone to jail or prison to be in service in H&I. You don't even need to be cleared. There's treatment centers and so forth that don't require it. Come and get involved, spend a little bit of time observing, know what you're getting into before you commit. Thanks.
Right answer. Wilvina, I'm sure you can add something.
I want to just also talk about the impact of social media on this. I know in my region, the H&I committees also post their meeting time information on several social media sites when they meet. So, you know, some people might be confused whether areas are meeting. I know in general in Narcotics Anonymous, it has been a challenge for some areas to meet, and some people just think subcommittees aren't doing anything, but they are. And so there's actually an entire dedicated H&I site on Facebook for H&I. It's an international site, and people post a lot of that information there. So I wanted to just mention that.
Fantastic. Thank you. Thanks for all those answers. And again, we'll post the presentations and audio from today's webinar on the virtual page on na.org. We'll be scheduling future webinars and invite your ideas and input to the project, particularly by completing the survey before the end of the year. We're going to summarize the questions that came up most frequently in the report about this webinar. Those that we couldn't directly answer, particularly from Brazil, we will endeavor to get back to you. And we'll post this on the virtual meetings page. As I said earlier, the World Board and staff will be going through all of these questions and use it as input for the project. Thanks again to the presenters. I'm going to move on now to our closing section. I'd like to let you know about a few other things that are happening in NA World Services. First, as this is a gifting season for many of us, there's some good gift ideas in the web store, which you can reach through na.org/webstore. We have a 2021 page a day calendar for sale, as well as commemorative editions of some titles deeply discounted. We also have what we've called grab bags of WCNA merchandise for sale. these have been flying out the door. I sound like a salesman. For $25, you get a mystery bag of World Convention merchandise at 50 to 75% off. And if you purchase two grab bags, you get a third for free. on those items, there's no returns or exchanges. You can find all these items by selecting exciting deals from the catalog drop-down menu in the web store. Our media page. We continue to make changes to our website as we are all communicating online so much more. Perhaps the biggest recent change is that we've added a media page at www.na.org/media. It's a treasure chest of resources. There's a page of memes from the @NarcoticsAnonymous Instagram account to make it easy for you to download and repost them. There's a link to on-screen resources for virtual meetings. There's a video library that we will add to over time. And there is a page of some of our frequently requested resources for fellowship development and other NA services. Like the page for virtual meetings, the media page is a library of resources that will keep growing and expanding. We sincerely hope you find it helpful. Many of you have heard of the Spiritual Principle a Day booklet, SPAD for short. Members from around the world have contributed writing and ideas to the book, using the online forms posted on the page www.na.org/SPAD. The 9 principles posted for members to write about right now to the end of the year are autonomy, conscious, fidelity, individuality, listening, powerlessness, self-discipline, serenity, and trust. Entries that are drafted are released in batches for review. Batch number 4 is posted on the page through the end of January. You can give input on as many or as few entries as you like. Despite the furloughs at the World Service Office from our staff, we're still on target to publish and approve a draft of the book in the 2022 Conference Agenda Report. A big thanks to our staff members involved and the people, our members on that work group. The fact that we remain on target in this project and so much of our work is because the staff who have not been furloughed are working long hours and multitasking to make up for a lack of administrative support. When members hear about the staff furloughs or some of the services that have been impacted, for instance, we aren't currently publishing Reaching Out or the NA Way magazine, they want to know that how they can help. The way you can help the most is to spread the word that members and groups can make direct contributions to World Services through the contributions page, which is na.org/contribute. There are some Instagram posts about contributions on the media page that we encourage anyone to repost, as well as a slide for groups to show on screen if they want on the virtual meeting resources page. Again, the address for the media page is na.org/media, and the address of the virtual meeting resource is na.org/virtual. We're coming to the end of this webinar. Thanks everyone for coming. As we mentioned at the beginning, this is the fourth of an ongoing series of webinars on virtual meetings and carrying the message effectively and virtually. On behalf of our World Board Chair, Tali, and the entire World Board, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank our hard-working staff who work tirelessly to keep NAWS operational in this trying time. Please join me in a big virtual round of applause for our fabulous staff. That was a bit off script because our staff don't add things like that into the script. They are truly fabulous people. And with that, please stay safe, everyone. Thank you, and see you on our next webinar. Thank you for allowing me to serve.